What that means is that although God created us to live in a sinful, selfish world, when we accept God as our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are translated out of the world's way of doing things, into God's kingdom way of doing things. When you accept God as your Heavenly Father, your citizenship status changes. John chapter 3 verse 3 states that when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, your citizenship status is changed from of this world to being a citizen of heaven living on earth. You can find proof of this citizenship status change in Philippians chapter 3 verse 20. Because of this, God's plans for you changes. Because of this, God begins to change your life. Because of this, what you had wanted to happen changes. No one teaches this stuff in school. No one teaches this stuff in college. You can't even find easy ways to understand this in the Bible, but thank God for evangelist Wendy Evans. She explained all of this to me, and when she did, I got a revelation about this that began to change things for me. When I began to understand how my decision to trust God as my Heavenly Father changed my citizenship, then things begin to make sense. I then begin to understand why my life had not turned out the way that I had wanted it to. I no longer felt stuck. I no longer felt bitter, and I no longer felt angry. Being given this revelation knowledge and then understanding it helped me to move from a place of anger, bitterness and feeling stuck to a place of anticipation, hope and new desires. I begin to look forward to each day with new hope, new joy and new anticipation of what God would help me to be able to do, because I am a citizen of heaven living on the earth. Because my mood, my expectations and how I saw things changed, new doors of opportunities opened for me. New discoveries revealed themselves to me, I met new and better friends, and I begin to look for ways that I could help others get free from the clutches of living a sour, disappointed life. I am sharing this knowledge with you so that you too may become enlightened on why your life may not have turned out the way you had wanted it. Your life can still be good even if it is not what you had wanted. God can still give you beauty for the ashes that life has heaped on you. God can use what you see as stuck circumstances to create something beautiful. You see, I've learned that my plans for my life are not the same as God's plans for my life, and so it is with you. Your plans for your life are not the same as God's plans for your life. Since we cannot change God's plans for our lives, I have found that we can work with God to help make the plans that He has for our lives become more fruitful, more happier, more exciting and more better.